It is said that the best thing to do with power is to give it away. Not to use it for its own means or for your means. Ah, people say. But to do that, you've actually got to achieve power. And that means subsuming other people, because that's what power is. You need to have fealty over other people, success over other people, to have power. And that's what this movie called Beast, it's a UK movie from 2017, is all about, I believe. And let me tell you why. It's a thriller, and it's really a love story, but it's not. It's actually a power story. It was directed by Michael Pierce. It won awards. It stars Jessie Buckley, who is very popular now. She has a kind of look and behaviour which hints at real hidden depths. That's part of the power here. But people are attempting to exert power over her. So, particularly Geraldine James as her mother, Hillary, who has power over her because Jessie Buckley's character, called Moll, could be about somebody who works with, who is with a, you know, like a gangster's Moll, somebody who's a sidekick, which could be the case when she enters into a relationship with Pascal Ranouf, who is not very well thought of in the area. Or it could be Moll Flanders, having incredible escapades and not really adhering to people's expectations. Or it could be neither of those, couldn't it? However, back to the power. So her mum has power over her. Sorry, her mother. She would never call herself a mom, I don't think, in this, Geraldine James. Has real power over her because of something that happened in her past in which Moll tried to exert power over someone else and it turned out to be a bad situation for her and a bad situation for that other person as well. The Geraldine James performance is what you might expect. It's a cipher, really, because it shows you that power. So even at her birthday party, at Moll's birthday party, her sister is exerting power over her by saying, it's her birthday. And by the way, so I'd like to announce that. And I'd also like to announce that myself and my husband are having twins. So she exerts power over her there, which means that not being able to exert power herself within that kind of arrangement, she then subverts that power. She takes the power away from her mother by leaving the family unit and by starting a relationship with Pascal. In the meantime, there is a policeman who's very interested in Moll, who's part of another power base, because that's what the police is. And he actually, at one point, gets her in a car and says, look, I've got his file here. It's all very improper. I've got Pascal's file. And he's been involved in the police for several kind of petty theft, and also for also being with a younger woman. Pascal says, well, it was consensual later on, you know, when Moll faces her with it. So it's about that power as well. And it's about the powerful reaction of those two people. Pascal has power because he seems like an outsider. He seems dangerous. He's outside of that power, that family power structure. Whereas the other guy, he's very well within that power structure. You know, being in the police and all that kind of stuff. You know, and Pascal has a kind of has a real, I suppose, a power of the world. He's been places. He's done things. He has that power. And they have a really visceral connection. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or they think they do. Because what happens with the relationship is that a woman has gone missing, found murdered. Pascal Renouf is thought, well, he's a suspect. She has lied, Moll has lied for him. We don't know whether or not the police have tried to arrest him because her police officer friend is very interested in Moll. And that's part of the power that she has over him. She lied for him. Subsequently, she is told, actually, it's not him. We got somebody else for it. However, she then perhaps finds that it might be him. That's the power he has over her. And then the relationship has a power. So the relationship is about her saying, come on then, hurt me. Him actually doing that. Having then to both of them subsume themselves. She goes to the house there, his house that she's kind of sharing with him, and puts on a white dress with the, you know, the obvious metaphor here. He then comes back and says, I'm sorry, I was drunk. They both roll over to each other to say, well, I'm not using this power now. And eventually, he will try the biggest power game he can, which is when they are off together on a jaunt. He says, I think this is it. It's over. And you'd think that is the biggest power that he can play. And that's the biggest power either of them can play, to say, that's it for this relationship. But it isn't. She has more power. It's actually beautifully done, this. It's really nicely filmed in a very gentle, easy, airy, at the seaside way. Well, not at the seaside, but by the sea. There are no kiss me quick, squeeze me slow hats or anything like that. This is a very kind of, that's a metaphor. The water is a metaphor for the sort of purging that they can't really achieve. Or I may be reading into this. But the languorous direction and the openness of this really gives that sense of allowing things to develop and allowing the power to develop. And when we have her at home, Moll at home, they're in small rooms. It's really airless. When she's out with Pascal, she's out in the great wide open. The great wide open. When they start to share a house together, it starts to close in a little. When they're out together, that's different. They have all the time in the world. They have all the space in the world. And it's beautifully done. It's really nicely acted in a way that you could, that Jessie Buckley could play her backstory so much that you thought, she's not very nice. Johnny Flynn could play Pascal in a way that made you think, he's too rakish. He's dangerous. But he's not. He's just somebody who doesn't conform. And she doesn't conform either. And that's the danger. People who don't conform when you have conformed, that's the most dangerous person in your life. That's really important. And that's also where the power lies. When you say, I don't agree. I don't agree with your rules. That's the danger. And that's the thriller here. It's not about if anybody's killed somebody. It's not about what's happened in the past. It's about power being played and used and subverted and ignored. And that is such a thrill. Ta-ta.